Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Let's go and find out, is Chris Harris going to be back? Because that is our guest of the show, Broncos cornerback Chris Harris, who is a free agent. And Chris, just to start off the top, when you look at all the different things that are happening in free agency, I mean, there's a lot of different options for you. How close, or has there been any communication between you and John Elway since the end of the season?
There was communication, but then once they got rid of Sullivan, I guess, I haven't heard from him since then.
Wow. So what has been the cutoff? Has it just been because of Sullivan being gone? Has that been the reason why there hasn't been much communication?
I don't know. I guess they just started new, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They got a new plan, whatever, I guess. And I haven't heard anything.
Chris, do you like this process? I mean, you finally get to choose where you want to go for the first time in your career. Do you like it, or is it the uncertainty – cause any anxiety?
I mean, it's cool. I guess every player should be able to go through this process at least once in their career, if it happens. Tom Brady, I mean, it's happening to him, and he's at 43. So, I mean, it just happened to me at year 9, and be able to go through the experience of just everybody recruiting you and knowing that that people value.
What things are most important to you? I mean, is it – the money, is it the location, your role in the defense, you know, a team that has the best chance to win a Super Bowl? I mean, what things do you prioritize?
Yeah, I'll say all that, really, all that into one, really. If I can find a perfect spot that got all that in one, that's perfect. But really, just seeing how I'm going to be played, really, I think that's the main thing, is seeing who I'm playing with, how they want to use me in the scheme, and really, location really doesn't matter to me. Mm-hmm. I play in the cold, so the cold is no issue to me.
We're speaking with Broncos cornerback Chris Harris Jr. And Chris, again, thank you so much for joining us as well. But we've seen you post some workouts that you have as well. Obviously, you're doing a lot of great work with Ronnie down in Dallas. How long does it take for you until the end of the season, until you start training once again, for you to get going and get ready for the next football season?
Usually, if I go to the Pro Bowl, then I'll train up until the Pro Bowl, and then I'll take a month off after that. So, but this year, since I didn't make it, I probably start – I usually take a month off.
Are you guys into two-a-days now, or what do you have going with Ronnie?
No. We just really taking it slow. Every day I get stretched, so every day, even if I'm not playing football or doing any workouts, I'm always getting worked on. My body's always getting worked on. So I just got a different level of focus than a lot of players when it comes to football. I'm all in on this all year round, on my body, nutrition, with my trainer. So I'm hungry this year. I'm mad, so I'm ready to come back next year and come back and make an impact like I know how to play.
You know, I'm intrigued. How much different does your training go now that you've been in the league for a while, obviously older than you was before, but how much, like, what do you adjust within your training schedule in order to be the best player you could be on Sunday?
Shoot, me, I train just like the 22-year-old kids train. So I probably train harder. So that's just the mentality I've always had. I've always, we always work. That's all. I've always been a guy that works and don't have an issue with working. And my trainer, Nikki, knows. He's crazy, so I got a crazy trainer.
He's a little crazy.
Yeah, man. He gets it right.
We're speaking with Chris Harris, cornerback for the Denver Broncos. I want to go quickly back to one thing in free agency because, again, this is something new for you, where before you had a chance to go out there and look at the market, but then you signed a deal as well. Again, there's so many different things that you look at. There's so many different factors that you look at as well. Well, you see a team like Kansas City, what they were able to do and win the Super Bowl. How much does it have to be where you look at a team and say, hey, before I sign on to this franchise, they got to have a quarterback. They got to have a defense that will use me well. Like, is there a checklist of different things that you look at before you sign with the team?
Of course. I mean, you want to be put in a great situation. I mean, if you follow my situation, it wasn't a great situation for me, and it showed in my play. And when I'm in a great situation next year, and I feel like the people, they really want me, and they want me there, and they got belief in me and what I can do on the field, and they put me in the right situations. That's definitely a place I'm looking at.
Wait, Chris, can you elaborate on that a little bit? You said it wasn't in a great situation for you. Elaborate on that, please.
It wasn't the whole thing. I mean, I was put in a situation where with a team that I didn't know if they had a future, if they wanted a future with me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. I'm 100% with you.
So I was in a different situation. So you're playing ball, but you don't know if the team really wants you, or if I'm going to be traded, or do I have a future with this team? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. How much did your role change in Vic's defense, and then with all the injuries on the secondary? You know, can you just kind of explain your responsibilities in the secondary and how much it differed from years past?
Usually in the past, I would follow. So I would still follow, but I would follow in base. And that's big personnel for people listening. That's two tight end sets, two receiver sets. But then when we went three receiver sets, we always put me in the slot just because we can do more. You can do more within the defense. And I'm like a quarterback of the defense in the side. So, but this year, I just played the best receiver. So really, I was just on the best receiver. I didn't really do what I've done in the past. You know what I mean? I play quarterback. I play everywhere on the field on the defensive side, getting everybody lined up, telling them what's about to happen, things like that. But really, when you just have me at corner, I'm just playing corner. You know what I mean?
So do you?
I'm not doing everything that I do on the football field.
Do you even hear the calls on defense, or you just know you have to follow the top guy, and that's your one task?
A lot of times last year, I mean, it was definitely, we had some communication errors, but I mean, a lot of that happens when you're traveling, when you're going, teams are going to hurry up, and coach is adamant about me getting on the receiver. He's adamant. He's pushing me to get on, hurry up. No telling how fast the offense is going. He wants me on him, so a lot of times that stuff can happen.
Speak with Broncos cornerback Chris Harris Jr. And as always, thank you so much for joining us. Drew Lock, obviously he went 4-1 in the last five games and looked pretty good doing so as well. How much confidence, if you were to come back with the Broncos, how much confidence do you have in the team to get back on their winning ways if he's the starter quarterback?
Oh, man, I like Drew, man. I like Drew a lot. I mean, that's one thing. Definitely, I'm still looking at the Broncos. I mean, I'm not counting. I don't know why people – already counted that out. I wouldn't count it out at all. But Drew's nice, man. I don't have no issue with Drew. I think he came out. He played with a lot of confidence. He got our team energized and went out there and won games. And once we get Chubb back, you get Chubb back. You get some nice pieces around what we got there, and add some more on the offense. And I still see we can still compete.
So what's missing? What's missing from this team then? I mean, what's the reason why this team hasn't been to the playoffs in the last 4 years? What needs to happen?
What'd you say?
Like, what needs to happen in the offseason? Why hasn't this team made it to the playoffs in the last 4 years?
We haven't had a quarterback. I mean, I had seven different quarterbacks since Peyton.
Pretty spot on.
I mean, different offensive coordinators.
I mean, we had an offensive coordinator every year, and I say we as a fan. But
so that's hard, man. It's hard for a quarterback to get gelling when you got to learn a new system every year. That's hard for the offense, even the offensive players, you know. So that's definitely, I think, that's definitely one reason. But, I mean, it's a lot for sure.
Last one for you, Chris. How important is it to you to be able to test the open market and free agency? Or you mentioned Denver, how they're not out of the running. Would you be open to re-signing if they offered a deal that you liked?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely. I think the direction they're going is just see what I get out there on the market and then come back and try to test. But, I mean, I think – I don't know. I think that's the direction right now. But I think everybody deserves to see what they're worth. And I think I deserve this point. I think I worked my tail off for 9 years. I gave City with every ounce of effort that I could give, and it's time to see what everybody else thinks about me.
All right, let's end it this way, okay? 100% being you coming back for sure with the Broncos, and 0% being Well, it's been nice to see you in orange and blue. What's the percentage right now where you stand of you coming back to be with the Broncos next year?
That's not a question for me, though. You got to ask John Elway that.
All right. I guess we're going to have to go get him on there. Fair enough with that being said.
Yeah, I mean, people put it on me. It's not on me, you know. It's not on me. They make the decisions of what they want to do. And if they want me back, then I'll be back.
100%. Well, Chris, thank you so much for joining us, as always. And you know what? We hope to see you back in orange and blue. But in any case, best of luck to whatever happens during free agency. And definitely get that money because you definitely deserve it as an all-pro. Take care.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Broncos country, man. You know I love y'all. I know I got real fans out there going to follow me everywhere I go. So I love y'all. Hey, I'm always a Bronco.
Hey, 100%. And don't worry, you know, I could be your agent online. Just make sure I get that 2%, you know. I got student loans to take care of.
Hey, Nikki always show love to me too, though. So I always show love to Nikki. She does a great job. She always has great insight and always well-written articles. So
thanks,
I always show love to you, Nick.
Thank you. Tell Ronnie I said hi.
Oh, yeah, I will.
All right, and there he goes. That is Chris Harris Jr., free agent cornerback from the Denver Broncos. And he didn't exactly say he wasn't going to come back to orange and blue, nor did he give us a percentage of if he would as well. We're going to break down that conversation, and we want to hear your thoughts as well. Give us a call, 303-713-1043. After hearing Chris Harris Jr., do you believe he's going to be back in orange and blue, or is he as good as gone? We'll talk about it next on The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.